You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. As Elliot Spitzer attempts to launch the second act of his political career, questions linger about the sex scandal that brought him down and whether it matters more to women. WNYC's Bridget Bergen spoke to a range of women, including fans of the former governor, and has this report.
At a small press event at City Hall, Sonia Osorio, head of the local chapter of the National Organization for Women, asked this question.
Do we want an elected official who has broken the law and who has participated in sustaining an industry that we all know has a long history of exploiting women and girls?
Spitzer never faced criminal charges for the prostitution scandal that forced him to resign as governor. But that was only part of Osorio's point. With a handful of young women standing behind her holding handmade signs that read, "Women won't forget," and "Spitzer, not for women," she lumped him in the same category as Anthony Weiner running for mayor after his sexually explicit tweets and Vito Lopez running for city council after resigning from the assembly over sexual harassment allegations. Will these men, Osorio asked, address the issues that matter to women?
Or are they just going to see us as objects?
As Attorney General, advocates credit Spitzer with shutting down a sex trade operation in Queens, and as governor, enacting what many consider one of the strongest state measures to crack down on human trafficking. But Debbie Walsh, the director for the Center of American Women in Politics at Rutgers University, says for some women, there may still be lingering feelings of betrayal.
That is not to say women voters writ large in the state of New York or in the city of New York, but for those women who this was an issue that they were working on with him.
Walsh has studied the differences between how men and women vote in general elections, but she says there's no good voting data on whether women and men evaluate post-scandal candidates differently.
This is a bit of a test case, and you know, who knew you'd end up with two in one election cycle in one city.
There will only be two if Spitzer manages to get on the ballot. He held a petitioning party last night at a Midtown restaurant on the ground floor of the Lipstick building. Lynn Paramore was there because she wants a controller who can take on Wall Street.
With the pensions that he would be in charge of as controller, I like that he's a watchdog, so I'm willing to put the other things aside. It's been 5 years.
A writer living in Chelsea, Paramore says she also considers herself a feminist and respects that not all women will be ready to give Spitzer a second chance.
And I think we need to talk about it. Like, we need to check in with each other and see, you know, what's your perspective? Is there another angle on this? And hash it out.
Those conversations are sure to go on between now and September, whether people are talking about Spitzer or another candidate. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.